Welcome back to the Daily Report, brought to you by the COVID-19 Literature Surveillance Team.
We are your hosts, Will Smith
and Jasmine Robb,
bringing you the highlights from our newest report. The Report for January 8th, 2021.
Epidemiology. Authors present a concerning case report of a 29-year-old SARS-CoV-2 positive woman with minimal mild symptoms who underwent an uncomplicated and successful vaginal delivery to a healthy baby boy at the University of Missouri Women and Children's Hospital in April 2020. After birth, the patient's placenta was subsequently analyzed using H&E staining, which revealed evidence of general placental vascular malperfusion, possibly due to a hypertrophic arteriolopathy, along with immunohistochemistry staining, which revealed the presence of SARS-CoV-2 in chorionic villi endothelial cells. Current literature on COVID-19 in pregnant patients is somewhat conflicting regarding morbidity, miscarriage rates, susceptibility, and possibility of vertical transmission. The authors posit that this case is the first report of placental SARS-CoV-2 in the setting of mild COVID-19 disease.
R&D. Diagnosis and treatments. A prospective study conducted at a Malaysian COVID-19 quarantine center of 217 asymptomatic adult males, where 160 tested positive, found a far greater SARS-CoV-2 detection rate using morning salivary samples at 93% when compared to nasopharyngeal swabs at only 52%. These results suggest that the higher accuracy of salivary analysis could play a role in improved diagnostics, decreasing direct healthcare worker-patient interaction, risk of transmission, improving transport preservation, reducing test wait time, and allowing for self-collection. That's all for today. Thanks for listening.
Continue to stay informed with us.
Read less, do more.
With COVID-19, LST.org.